So, Tanya, can you just give us a brief outline on what BMO is all about, please?
I'm very happy to talk about BMO because it's a new idea that comes into the Australian market and it doesn't exist until today. We all know about Uber and car sharing and gig economy, about mobility, that it becomes a second thing in the way that we move. But that type of transportation creates a dependency. And we are working for a corporate product that allow us to use resources from our peers.
So fantastic. And so is it in the, what sort of communities is it going to be applied to?
This applies to everyone that has a car that it's not in use. So what we're thinking is that we can create a decentralized system and have everyone participating, not as a user, but as collaborator. Everybody can create their own rules on how they will share and who they will share their cars with.
So I'm hearing that there's a couple of things coming out. One is that it's self-enabled. So it, rather than, hey, it's someone else's platform and up you go onto it. So it's like collaborative and self-owned. Is that one of the themes? Is
correct.
To
give you an example to understand how this will work, I live in an apartment and we have 17 floors. That means that we are around 120 households within the apartment. Every day we have almost 50% of the cars, maybe a little bit more, that are unused and are second cars. The idea is to create a platform that allow us to share our resources in within our community without having to, if we need a car or if we need a mobility resource to go in another suburb to find it, but just to have it in the in our proximity. So it will be easy for us to bring into the surface this informal communication that happens to our neighbor when we say, hey, can I please borrow your car?